Father, for your Spirit that you've so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving and with gratitude. We say, thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this evening that as the truth of God's word is taught, there is no confusion in this atmosphere. As we go into the word this evening, our hearts are receptive to receive the truth of God's word. There is no confusion. And at the end of this meeting, as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go into the word. If you have the Bibles, which I believe you should be with, turn with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. Welcome to In Christ's Stead. Bible says, and certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Now, who did they not see? Who did they not see? Jesus had died and resurrected, and he left the grave. Yes, and certain women went to the grave and saw he was no longer there. And they came to herald the message that he is alive. So it means that the first so-called gender to preach the gospel were ladies upon resurrection. Are we together? So it means that ladies are not just called into women ministry. If you notice in Acts 1, upon resurrection, Jesus taught for 40 days, women were there. Are we together? Yeah. Now, let's go back to this. Now, the woman had said, that means the women were the first people to say something about the resurrection. Is that true? And they saw him not. Look at verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools. Now, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, called a group of people fools. Why did he call them fools? Yeah, the word there, fool, is not like the word where you are driving today in Abuja Road, say fool. Yeah, no, that's not that same word, yeah? In the real sense, it has a sense of that word. Because the word there, fool, thank you, just means people who are not reasoning deep. Are we together? So Jesus called them fools. Why did he call them fools? Because they were slow of heart to believe. To believe what? All that the prophets have spoken. So it means that when Jesus rose, yeah, he called them fools because they were not thinking deep about the things the prophets spoke. Now, see what Jesus did in verse 26. What did the prophet say? He says, ought not Christ. Remember, he was accusing them for not believing what the prophets said. And what is he saying that the prophet said? Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to what? Enter into his glory. So it means that the prophet said Christ will suffer and enter into his glory. But is there any verse in Genesis to Malachi that says that? Is the word Christ mentioned in Genesis to Malachi? Yeah, so it means that Jesus is saying that is what the prophet said. But we are saying that is not what the prophet said. Do you get that? Are we here? Have you gone home? Jesus said, the prophet said, Christ will suffer and enter into his glory. What did they not do with what the prophet said? They did not what? Believe. And what did Jesus call them? Fools. Now, what did Jesus do to unfool them? Look at verse 27. And beginning at where? Who is Moses? The man that wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So, beginning at Moses, what you call the beginning of scriptures, right? He expounded unto them. The word there expounded is the word de Emmanuel, and it speaks about an explanation. So, he explained unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning. So it means that Moses and the prophet spoke about Christ and his suffering. Are we here? Are we here? So what did Jesus do? He went back to the scriptures and explained to them. Now remember, when Jesus resurrected, right? He didn't say, this is where the nail entered. Come and put your hand. Let me teach you to enter it, not come out. Look at it. What did he do? He took them all the way to the scriptures. If Jesus can prove his death and resurrection solely from the scriptures. Now, Jesus never said, this is a vision I had. Yeah, what I'm about to share with you right now, Moses did not know. Nehemiah did not know. What did he do? He went to Nehemiah, went to Ezra, went to Isaiah, and explained his sufferings and his resurrection. Are we following? Beautiful. Look at verse 44. He He says, and he said to them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. Now, when you see that verse, say, while I was yet with you, he was literally speaking of the time before his crucifixion. Yeah, because he was with them at this time. So, he's saying, while I was yet with you, means before my crucifixion, the things I was saying, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be what? All things must be what? Which were written where? In the law of Moses, in the prophets, and the Psalms. Concerning who? So Moses, the prophet, Psalms speak about a person. The message of Moses is the message of the prophet and is the message of Jesus. Are we together? So Jesus died and he resurrected and he went back to the scriptures to teach them from the scriptures. Look at John 5. Look at John 1 first. Look at John chapter 1, verse 45. Or 44. Look at John 1. Or let's read 45. Can we read 45 together? Can we read 45 together? 1, 2, 3, go. Philip says to Nathanael, we have found him who Moses. And who is the him? Jesus. But did Moses mention Jesus? Who is there that can show me scripture in Genesis to Malachi that Moses mentioned Jesus? You want to show us? But Philip just said that Moses spoke about Jesus. Look at John 5. See what Jesus himself says. Look at John 5, verse 39. Ye search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Now, at this time, scriptures, was it Genesis to Revelation? Beautiful. Yes, so at this time, scriptures will be Genesis to Malachi. So what is he saying to them? You search scriptures, you think you will have eternal life in them. But what did he say about them? They are they which testify of. So it means that Genesis to Malachi testify of a person. Okay, hold on. Go to verse 44. Look at verse 5 quickly. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. Who is talking? Jesus. Yes. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. Let's read verse 46 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Where did Moses write of Jesus? So, is it that Jesus is lying? Or we have not read Moses the way we ought to read Moses? Are we together? Are we together? We've seen evidently in scriptures that, if you look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 15, Paul tells Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures which are able to make thee wise concerning salvation. Genesis to Malachi. So, Genesis to Malachi is a book of salvation. Not a book to prove science. Not a book. Okay? Hold on. Hold your thoughts. Jesus said, if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me. For Moses wrote of me. Look at verse 47 now. Let's read verse 47 together. You know, that's what I want us to read. In case you are, this one is too ambiguous, check your own. It's not me that gave them immediate to project it. Let's just be on the same page. Look at verse 47. 1, 2, 3, go. So it means that the writings of Moses are the words of Jesus. Are we here? Are we here? So the first person to write about Jesus was who? Moses. Did Moses mention Jesus? So it means that when Moses says heaven and earth, what did Jesus say? He's writing about me. So it means that when Moses says God created heaven and earth, if your attention goes to the sky and where you are standing, you are like one who what? Doesn't believe he's writing. Why? Because he says he wrote of me. Are we following? Are we following? So it means that, okay, look at one more. Look at Acts. Let's see Paul. Look at Acts 26:22. So the first person to write about God's promise and God's will is the man Moses. Now, we are in a meeting called In Christ Stead, and we're about to teach about our In Christ realities. But who do you think would be the first to write about in Christ and his realities? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Look at Paul, his defense. He says, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other thing than those which the prophet and Moses did say. So Paul, Jesus, taught all the taught from scriptures. So when you see someone who says, the Spirit of God tapped me at 3:44 a.m. I can remember 22 seconds. And he says, what I'm about to say to you, even Paul did not know. Or I has not seen. Are we together? Paul tells you, I'm saying that which Moses, what? Said. Jesus tells you, Moses wrote about me. So it means that in the stories that Moses wrote, there's a story behind the stories. Did you get that? Did you get that? Behind the stories of Moses, there is a story of a person. Who is that person? Jesus Christ. So if you read the Bible and just say, God just created the heavens and the earth, Big Bang theory. And Moses was just writing about it. He was writing and he was writing. You would have missed the point. Because Jesus said, those things he wrote are about who? Me. Hold your thoughts. Now, look at Matthew 28, verse 18. We're doing a series in church, which is about salvation. And it's going to be a very long series that will last for months. We're trying to explain salvation and God's plan of salvation right from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Yeah? So, but we're trying to just put a little ice here and there for this meeting. Look at what it says in Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus came and spake unto them. Now, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, if you backtrack, if you look at Acts chapter 1, look at Acts 1, verse 2, quickly. Remember, we're in Matthew 28, but look at Acts 1 quickly. Look at Acts 1, 2. Until the day in which Jesus was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. If you read that verse in a layman English, you will think that the proofs that Jesus gave about his resurrection were the physical scars on his body. But there was a man who wanted to dip his hand into the hole. What did he call him? Who we call the doubting, right? Yeah, what did Jesus say? Blessed are those who believe without what? So it means that Jesus will not come and be teaching them. See, you see that man, his hand is strong. When he flogged me, the cane went vroom. Infallible proofs will be from where? Scriptures. Luke 24 tells you, what did he do? Beginning at Moses and the what? Prophets. So Genesis to Malachi. Now, how many days did Jesus do it for? Look at verse 3. To whom he showed himself alive in infallible proofs, being seen of them for how many days? 40 days. What was he doing for 40 days? Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. For 40 days, Jesus taught about the things concerning the kingdom of God without doing Zobo night. Puff afternoon. Ludo evening. For 40 days. Yeah? But yet, even after 40 days teaching, in Acts 1, I'll summarize it, Acts 1, 6, 7, the first question they asked him was, when will you return again the kingdom of Israel back to Israel? At the time, there was an imposter in power, and they thought Jesus was that mighty man. Hey, we have come. Who is that man in power? They thought Jesus came to redeem the political sphere. But Jesus said, no, that's not your concern. Are we together? Okay, look at Luke 24, 21. Quickly, 21, 24, 21. They believed the Messiah. They believed the man will come at a time, but they thought he was going to redeem Aso Villa. Look at Luke 24, 21. He says, but we trusted that it had been he which should have what? What were they thinking? Jesus will die after 3 days. He will redeem Israel. Aso Villa, he will get there and take the seat of power. Jesus did not die for the political sphere of any country. Are we together? Are we together? Let me say it again. Jesus Christ did not die to make the political aspect of a country become better. However, when men who are properly taught they are in Christ realities take such positions, they can create change. Are we here? Are we here? Please keep following. Remember, we started from Jesus saying that Moses taught about me. So go back to Matthew 28, where we are. Matthew 28, verse 18. So I took us to Acts 1 to show us that Jesus taught for how many days? 40 days. Now, what Acts shows us as Jesus taught for 40 days, in Matthew, you see it in two, three verses. So it looks like Jesus just came. He says, all power. See, I'm telling you, all power is given unto me in heaven and the earth. No. A better way to read that verse is that, and Jesus came and kept speaking. It means that the message of what he was speaking was for 40 days. However, Matthew summarizes it in three verses. Now, when Jesus says, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me, where is he teaching from? Where is he teaching from? Who is the first person to use the word heaven and earth? Oh, I mean, everybody knows that. Right? Beautiful. So, he now says in verse 19, he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. The word there, teach, is the word that means make people's disciples or students. That means a Christian, even though he's saved and saved forever, is first a disciple. Are we together? A disciple of what? Scriptures. Are we together? He now says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Mwah. You know, Nigerian footballers, when they want to change them, they'll jump on the touchline. Yobo, yobo, out. Yobo. Yeah? Name of Father, name of Son, name of Holy Ghost. Mwah. Which one is this one? Holy Ghost fire. This is the only verse in the entire Bible that has the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. The word they're baptizing, it doesn't mean water baptism. So after this teaching, you can meet the media team. We've done an exhaustive, at least to an extent, teaching on baptism and how we are not instructed to dip ourselves into H2O. The best you do when you get into H2O is an open display of how you bath inside. Yeah. So you can lay your hands on that series, almost 15, 20 tracks, just to understand what baptism is and how Jesus did not instruct us to dip ourselves into water. Yeah, but that's not for this meeting. He now says, teach them. That means make them students. Look how he says they should teach them. Verse 20. Let's read verse 20 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Where do you suppose Jesus commanded them? 40 days teaching in Acts chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Where was Jesus teaching for 40 days? Genesis to Malachi. So it means that we need to go back to Genesis to see a lot of shorthanded things that were written in Matthew to Revelation. Are we together? Put it somewhere in your heart. The first person to write about God's promise is Moses. Now go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 or 27, so to say. Is everybody here? Don't lose track, because a lot of things I'm building now will make sense in the last few minutes. Look at this. So God created man in his own image, right? In the image of God created he him. This him is Adam, right? Right? How can people know my trick already? In the image of God created he him. If this is Adam, who is the male? Adam. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So who is the him before the them? So he says, in the image of God created he him. Please follow attentively. Who wrote the book of Genesis? Moses. Where was Moses born? In the order of writing of the books. What book do you see Moses was born? Isn't that Exodus that they say one woman put him beside the river? So it means that everything that happened in Genesis happened before Moses was born. But Moses wrote Genesis 1. But Jesus says something. If you believe Moses, you believe me, because he wrote of me. So when Moses says Abraham had two children, don't leave your mind there. When Moses writes, God created heavens and earth, and God said, let there be light. Moses wrote of me. So Moses used the stories that were told. Now, there's a mode of communication that which stories are told in those days, even in today time, in our day and time. How do you know stories about your grandfather you never met? Your father told you. How will your child know? You will tell your child. So Moses was told the stories that happened before time, yet with so much wisdom, crafted a story around those stories. And who is the story about? Christ. Are we following this evening? Now, let's pay attention to Moses' writing, just for this teaching. In our teaching on salvation, we explore Genesis carefully. Now, so let's pay attention to the word image. Moses was writing to a people who you will call the Exodus audience in the real sense. Yeah, I'm going to jump a lot of basic facts, but this is the summary. Moses was writing to a group of people. Yes, in Bible theology, a good way to study the Bible is to sit where the audience of the writer sat. Are we together? How many of you know about fax? You know about fax machine? Right? How many of you have used fax machine in recent times? But you know fax. How do you know fax? You were told. So it means that if your father is telling a story about fax, you have to sit down in the audience of your father's generation to understand what is being said. Now, Moses was writing to a group of people who were in the day and time Egypt. Now, the word there, image, is the Hebrew word tislem, selem, T-S-E-L-E-M. The word there, image, is the word T-S-E-L-E-M. And it's a word that implies a physical representation of an unseen being. Are we here? The word Selem, used in their day and time, is a word that what? Speaks about a physical representation of an unseen being. That was an Egyptian word. Why? Because in Egypt, there were so many other gods. Why do you think when Moses was with God, he says, who should I tell them sent me? Why? Because the Egyptians were used to so many gods. So, Moses uses the word image to write to a group of people. You know, some of you will be asking, this man is saying Hebrew, Greek. I just say Hebrew, Greek. Why do we have different versions? Does Amplify say the same thing with KJV? Why does it differ? Because two of them were reading the original one and brought their translation out in the real sense, which in the real sense is interpretation. Yeah, so there are lots of words you must go back to the original manuscript to see what it was used for or as, because there is no word that has a universal meaning. Are we together? Even the word God. Are we here? Are we here? There's a way you use God, and it's not speaking about God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Moses uses that word image. Now, Moses was born in Exodus, but wrote Genesis. So at the time he was writing Genesis, his audience will be so-called people of Exodus. Then he writes to them, God created man in his own image. What is image? A physical representation of an unseen God. Who is the physical representation of an unseen God? Who was made flesh? So Christ is God made flesh. That which is not seen will be seen. That is the use of that word image. Now, the word image is used to speak about the physical representation of an unseen being. Have I lost anybody here already? We're following, right? Beautiful. Now, remember what Jesus said. If you believe Moses, you believe me, for he wrote of me. What did Philip say to Nathanael when he found Nathanael? We found he whom Moses in the law and the prophet did speak about. Beautiful. So, it means that Moses was the first person to write God's promise in scriptures, and by extension, every other prophet in scriptures had Moses as their fundamental scriptures. What I just said is a lot. That something should be taught over time, but I'm summarizing it, which is why we're doing the series alongside understanding salvation. Yeah, so it means that Jesus taught from Moses. Is that true? Is that true? Did we prove that in scriptures? Did we prove that Paul taught from Moses? Acts chapter 26, verse 22. Right? Now let's see how Paul uses Moses' word image. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 5, quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. Let's read this together. 1, 2, 3, go. Patiently, let's read verse 4. 1, 2, 3, go. So that God of this world, is that Jesus? Is that your God? So you mean, you see, God doesn't have any universal meaning. Are we together? Let's read it again. 1, 2, 3, go. Hold on. Where is Paul teaching from? Genesis. Who said let there be light? Moses. He said let there be light. And there was... What did Paul say that light is? The light of the glorious gospel. Not the sun. Are we here? He now tells you that light of the glorious gospel of Christ. Who is Christ? The what? The what? The image of. So Christ is the image of God. Are we here? Are we here? Go to Colossians. Look at Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1 verse 1 to 3. Hebrews 1, 1 to 3. God who at sundry times and diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Verse 2. He hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son. There's a lot of contextual change in that verse. Whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now let's read verse 3 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Hold on. Who is that person being the brightness of his glory? Christ? Okay, keep reading. 1, 2, 3, go. Who is that? Who is that? So who is the brightness of God's glory? Who is the express image of God? Christ? Have we seen that in two scriptures right now? Go to Colossians 1 quickly. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father which had made us partakers, or made us meet rather, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Verse 14. In whom we have what? Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Let's read verse 15 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn? Now, the firstborn of every creature. Is it the firstborn of dog? You know, as Christians, a lot of us are used to generalizing teachings. For instance, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. My brother and sister, let me tell you, by the authority we have from the scriptures, you cannot do all things. But if you can, go to Nnamdi Azikiwe Airport and just be jogging on the tarmac. Ah, but Joshua, where are you going to? I want to take off. If you enter the plane and the pilot just said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cruise around the altitude of 3,000. I want you to know I didn't go to piloting school. However, my pastor taught me I can do all things. And by the power of the Holy Ghost in me, I will fly this plane. What will you do? But I thought you can do us. Oh, is the Greek way of saying there's a stop. Hallelujah. Yeah, so you can do all things. So when you say all things, you know, a proper contextual teaching of I can do all things. Paul was saying that when I'm hungry, when I'm reading context, when I'm hungry, when I'm full, I can do all these things because Christ is my strength. He's not saying like, Paul cannot just go and say I can do all things. If you can do all things, go to the 10th floor and jump down. Or just say you want to fly. Some of, if you can do all things, really, some of us will not be here. I see some of you in Canada. I see some of you in Canada. This one is word, of no- word from knowledge. Imagine, scripture says, all things are mine. And it's saying, all things are mine. Even my wife. There's a way materialism blinds your eyes from understanding God's word. Oh, the Bible says, all things are mine. Oh, I take that contract. All things are mine. Yeah, but back to this. When it says the firstborn of every creature, the context of the creature will be the new creation. Are we together? So when you see the firstborn, it is the first begotten. The first begotten from where? The dead. Let me say this before I go on. A proper understanding of your abilities or your realities in Christ would reflect in your conduct and lifestyle. A story that Brother Hagin, you know, I think I heard someone say he did, of a story of a lion that was born in the midst of goats. And every time the lions want to pursue them, the goats, the lion too will be running until the lion looked at himself in the river. I don't know why that story sounds like Lion King. He looked at himself in the river. Look at himself in the river. And he saw that, what I'm running from, I look like that. If you don't have an understanding of who you are in Christ, you'll be a man in Christ, not flowing in things that are found in Christ. Now, let me say this. Understanding your nature influences your behavior. Let me say it again. Understanding your nature influences your behavior. Your behavior doesn't determine your nature. But understanding your nature, yeah, influences your behavior. So in the real sense, one day meeting cannot do everything. Are we together? Now, let's get somewhere. The word in Christ is a sentence or a phrase used by Paul in the New Testament books, what you call Romans, Ephesians, Colossians, Galatians. And the total number of times Paul used it was about 130 times, but when you put by him, through him, in for him, combination of everything is about 160 times. So Paul uses in Christ, by him, through Christ, 160 times in his letters. It means there's something about in Christ. Are we together? Are we together? So it is important to take note of what Paul teaches about in Christ in the real sense, because that will not be far from your identity. Say identity. Identity. Say identity. Remember that one? Identity. What's the identity? Yeah? So what Paul, if a believer wants to know himself, he must know himself in the image of God. That's why Genesis 1:27 says what? He created him. Male and female created he them. So them are to be found in. Are we here? Them are to be found in him. So for you to understand them, you must understand him. Are you among them found in him? Yes. So for you to understand yourself, you must understand him. Are we here? 2 Corinthians 5:17. So the image of God is a person. So Moses would have said image of God. I say, you know, when we're younger, if your colleagues insult you, you're so ugly. My mom said, I'm in the image of God. Look at yourself in the mirror. If they told you God was like that, would you be saved? I'm just joking, you know. Let me use myself. If I look at myself in the mirror, if they say God is like... Hallelujah. So, I'm the image of God. You see, when we teach our realities in Christ, we must teach them only to the degree at which the word teaches them. Are we together? We don't go past. Oh, who Jesus is, I am. Yes, stop where you stop. I met a man who says, Pastor, I can choose not to die. Because as he is, so I am. I laughed at him. I said, the person that taught you that theology is not alive. That is a type and shadow. As he is, I am. What you say I can do? Let me now chip this in. There's a very interesting conversation that goes around we Christians, that Christ also died for our prosperity. It's evidently put forth around us that most Christians are poor. Yeah, let me give you the statistics I always use. You know, the statistics I saw along the way, a few years ago, 2-3 years ago, and it says that out of the 200 million Nigerians, only 45 million Nigerians have BVN. Out of 45 million Nigerians, only 2% have 500,000 naira and above in their account. Let me ask you, are you in the number? Are you in that number? Let me now tell you. So 2% of 45 million is 450,000 people times 2. That's nine. So only 900,000 Nigerians can boast of 500k and above. And that now, that won't, let's approximate it to some that they don't have BVN. Let's add on one extra 100,000 people, which is not usually possible. And 1 million Nigerians only can boast of 500k and above. And it means that amongst that 1 million, we have Shango worshippers, we have Muslims, we have Christians. So the theory of Christ died for prosperity. Oh, I'm in Christ. I will not suffer. Paul told you, he said, there was a time in my life I could not eat. Let me tell you why I chip this in. If you understand this early in life, it will save you from depression in days to come. Am I saying miracles don't happen? Miracles happen. But every miracle you witness financially, unbelievers also witness them. The message of the gospel about in Christ's reality is a rich man must sit here and I must sit here, and whatever we listen to, we should be able to connect. Imagine that go take me and say, I just say, I see, this is your year. You say, Pastor, I can make this your year, just come. Pastor, just come. I can make this your year, don't worry. It's not estate land. If Dangote hears the law of prayers we are praying as saints, he can answer that. He will feel he's God. But Dangote, Mark Zuckerberg, must sit down with us and learn God's word. That's why Paul will teach you that they are servants among saints and they are masters among saints. Yeah, I shall not be the head, I shall always be the head and not the tail. Where I'm working, I'm the tail. I'm not the CEO. Neither am I the GM. Are you taking care of yourself? Christianity is not a teaching about being wealthy. However, a Christian can be rich. It is evidently put forth around us that Christianity doesn't give prosperity. That might break your heart. Did I say miracles don't happen? I witnessed miracles even till last night. Right? I've witnessed miracles. I witnessed miracles in numbers of zeros. But I cannot say. Anyways, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, let me tell you something. Everything that Christ did upon his resurrection is only accessible by those who are in Christ. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Go to Ephesians 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Remember where 2 Corinthians 5. Ephesians 1, 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us. A lot of us, when we read this verse, we remove spiritual from it. Oh, he has blessed me with all things. The word there, blessed, means to speak well. Eulogy. It says, we speak well of a God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly, where? In Christ. So the blessings of the believer that God did upon the resurrection of Christ is in Christ. If a man can have it without believing the gospel, it's not part of the blessings that Jesus died for. It's an insult. That's why if you read Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 3 to verse 14, nothing material. So there's nothing like, if you're in Christ, you will not face crisis. That's why the message when we go to the streets is the message of the realities found in Christ. For you to be a partaker of the spiritual blessings, you must be a man in Christ. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Am I saying don't believe God for miracles? Am I saying don't? You know, some people now, all they hear from everything I've said in the last 5 minutes, this guy is a poverty preacher. I forget him. See how he's even looking. He looks like Paul. Looks like Paul. His wife looks like E.T. Poverty. So look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. That is part of your reality in Christ. No man who doesn't believe the gospel can partake of your reality in Christ. They are all spiritual. Ephesians 1 will show you redemption, forgiveness of sins. We have the seal of the Holy Ghost. Are we together? If any man, now, a sentence will not start with therefore. So let's go back to a few verses before. Look at verse 14. He says, for the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, verse 15, and that he died for all, that they which should live should not henceforth live unto themselves. Right? Yeah, we did a teaching recently, fixing your eyes. And we saw that Jesus and his suffering is an example for the saints to suffer. So, the sufferings of Christ is an example laid down for us that will follow. See what he now says. But unto him which died for them and rose. So, we don't live unto ourselves, but unto who? Him which died for us and rose again. Look at verse 16, quickly. 1, 2, 3, go. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the... Your marital status, your financial status, is not what we used to recognize if you are in Christ. Today, how do you know those who... You know, sometimes if you have newcomers, you see them wearing godly apparel, James 2. You are welcome in the name. We can see all over you the glory of the Lord. When it's someone who doesn't look rich, may you really be blessed. May you really be blessed. You know, the choir would just love to coordinate themselves. We are singing May this Sunday. Glory to God. The realities that we have in Christ Jesus, they are eternal, they are spiritual, not physical. It's an insult for God to come in flesh to die for what men had before he came. It's an insult. God in his totality. I want to live in that woman's womb. Do you know what it is to be in a woman's womb? I want to live in so they can have money. Money. That people have without believing. People that even insult God, it looks like they are richer than the day. They come and say, they don't even believe in God. Talk more of Jesus. Yet everybody is following them on Twitter. Want to see his news. Once you do see, you buy. Once you see another thing, you sell. They call it foreign exchange. And he's saying there is no God. I say, and you think that which he has is what Jesus died for? What we have in Christ is eternal forgiveness of sins. What we have in Christ is the seal of the Holy Ghost in us. What we have as our confidence is that we are found in the image of God in Christ Jesus. We can never be lost. We can never be lost. See, they are giving people license to sin. You don't need license to sin. The first time you say worker, who gave you license? Are we together? So he says, wherefore henceforth we know no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet not now henceforth know we him no more. Hallelujah. He now says, therefore. So when you see the word therefore, there's a reason it is therefore. I sound so motivational right now. When you see therefore, there's a reason it is therefore. If any man, that's an open check, beware, he is a what? People think that new creature is that which you become when you just become born again. So now you are old. Are you old? A new creature is a perpetual new creature forever. Except his work is not perfect. Are we together? Except his work is not perfect. So you see people saying, everlasting Father, everlasting Son. Yeah? How can an everlasting eternal God give birth to temporary children? Oh, you are wonderful. Yeah. Bring that handkerchief. Yeah. You are wonderful. Yeah. We say your sins are forgiven forever. It's not too wonderful to forgive sins forever. Hallelujah. Say my sins are forgiven in Christ. I'm a new creature. That was the creature of creation. Yeah, he says all things are passed away, but there's something you must do. What did he say? Behold. The word there, behold, means to pay deliberate attention. It means that if you don't pay attention, it's possible you miss the point. That's why as Christians, we don't have a mark on our forehead or our fortune to show that we are saved. We have the seal. We have the Holy Ghost. Go back to Ephesians 1:13 quickly, then we'll come back here. Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted. Who is the in whom? Remember we said Paul uses in Christ, in whom, by him, through him, to speak about who? Christ. So in Christ ye also trusted. When? After that ye heard the what? Word of truth. What is the word of truth? The gospel of your salvation. In whom? That's in Christ. After ye what? You were what? Sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Look at verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of that which has been purchased. What does that mean? Mama Bola, let me use the example again. Is it last year or 2 years ago? You go to a market, they're selling bag of rice here. Mama Bola, let me go and buy beans there. Just come back. When I come back, I'll pick my bag of rice because it's heavy. Mama Bola says, I might be going out soon, no? But just put a tag on the bag so that when you come back, you will know your bag. Another says, okay. She takes a masking tape, writes her name or his name, Joshua. puts on it. And one wicked house lady or sales lady just comes and says, this one, tears it away. When you go and come back, how can you prove that's your bag? They've removed your seal. But imagine if before she went, she opened the bag and put her ID card inside the bag of beans and sealed it. What happens? When she goes and she comes back, when the sales girl says, this is not your bag, what does she say? Check in. My seal is there. Are we together?
Yes.
So what happens? He will be, the sales girl will be disappointed. What is the seal that Jesus puts in you? He says, until the redemption, you see, your body has not been redeemed eternally. Right? Yes? Your body has not been redeemed. But there's going to be a redemption. Hallelujah. But until then, you have a seal. So, devil might say, this one, forget it, that is not in Christ. What will God just say? Check it out. My seal is there. Are we together? So we might not look it, but we are it. Hallelujah. We might not look it, but we are it. We might not look it, but there's something inside. He says, until, he says, is the proof, the guarantee that you are of God. For you not to be of God again, you have to successfully remove the Holy Ghost that he put in you. For you to remove the Holy Ghost he put in you, you have to be stronger than God. How can God do work and you undo it? As small as we are. 7 billion of us times 7 cannot undo God's work. That is why God, when he came to salvation, God said, I will do it myself. Male and female should be found in Christ. Paul now tells you, go by 2 Corinthians 5. If any man be in Christ, forget story. Forget it. He's a new creature. Perpetually, continuously, forever a new creature. Listen and say, I'm a new creature. Oh, glory to God. It is a proper understanding of this that escapes or makes the believer not to sin. If you see a baby, you know, if you have a baby and put him on this chair, say Dolapo. Why did I say Dolapo? David. Who is David here? Is that the only person that's David? Are the only person that's David here? Bring your hands. Bring your hands. There is grace and strength for the task ahead. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You see, there are certain things that God will do, you know, through your hands. And there are things that might beat your wildest imagination. But trust God. So David Jr. So imagine, I say, imagine I say, David, sit down here, don't go anywhere. You know, the moment you say, don't stand up, is then David will say, you cannot touch me. If people ask you, how do you know this thing, Pastor? Have you given birth? No, I've seen it around. Yeah? You cannot touch me. He will not touch it. He will still sit like this. So you put one leg on the floor. What will happen? You cannot touch me. Mommy, you cannot touch me. You see? Our minds have the ability to think of things we're asked not to think about. All of you will practice it right now. Please, I beg all of you, don't think of a pink elephant. What did you see? Pink elephant that doesn't exist. It is the teaching of righteousness consciousness that lives or produces a holy life. Are we together? He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He says, all things are passed away. Behold. Pay attention. He says, all things are become new. When you became born again, did your house become new? If you were bald before, did your hair grow? If you were an Afro, did it change your locus? So when he says all things, the same way he says I can do all things have to be in the context in which it is used. Let's look at what all things really mean. Look at verse 18. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Hold on. Done. What did Paul make you understand first? The all things I said in verse 17. They are of who? And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And had given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Hold on. Who was Paul speaking to? Believer. Okay, let's see that. Look at 2 Corinthians 1. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him, How come we went here? All the promises of God in who? In what? They are what? They are yea and in him. So, all your promises are yea and amen. You're not a God, you never lie. If you think that is about a car, you have to change your orientation. Because if not, we'll find out that God is a God that lies. For all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. What does this simply mean? It means they've been fulfilled. They are done. What promise? The same promise that Moses started writing from Genesis chapter 1. In case you are not sure, look at verse 21. You know that verse that says, all things are working together for my good. Romans 8. You know, all things are working together for my good. All things are working together for my good. Yeah? And you take that text out of context and take it's everything. So including when you lie? When you steal? No. The context qualifies the all things. The context qualifies the everything that is spoken about in scriptures. Are we together? Are we together? Am I saying it's wrong to say everything is working for my good? I didn't say that. I just said that. That particular one that you are quoting from Romans 8. It's not about when they sack you. You didn't go early to job. You didn't go early for your job. They warned you. They gave you query. 5 times, they query you. All things are working together for my good. Sometimes I work together for you. You might not get a job for 10 years after. We have people who go through that. Yeah? But now, he which established us with you where? And had anointed us is God. Verse 22. Let's read together. Who had also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our heart. So, all the promises of God, it means they are fulfilled. That's the word there, amen. They are done. They are done. So, the work of Christ is done. Hallelujah. It means that you cannot continue it. Look at it, but I say, don't continue what God has finished. Don't continue what God has finished. So, it means that, so when he says, all the promises are, so who had sealed us, that means the people he's talking about or talking to in 2 Corinthians, they are people who have been sealed. Hallelujah. Are we here? Have you gone home? Are you tired? go back to chapter 5 where we are. He says, 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, 18, all things are of God who at what? Reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Hello, saints. This reconciliation is what Isaiah taught as by his stripes we are healed. Are we together? Are we together? You know, I talked about it on Wednesday. When the Bible says by his stripes we are healed, you know, people say things like 2,000 years, cancer was dealt with on the cross. How? And Christians still die of cancer today, but it was dealt with. You know, it was done. I just need to lay hold. Oh, God. Headache was sorted. No. The healing, you should lay your hands on that teaching from Wednesday. Yeah? The healing is the reconciliation. Am I saying people don't get healed by the power of the Holy Ghost? No. It is with the fact that you've been reconciled, you are now powerful to work signs and wonders. Are we together? If you don't take care of yourself and rest, you will know that by... Look at it. If by stripes you are healed, it's physical healing. It means that no Christian on earth should die of sickness. Not one. The healing is the reconciliation back to the Father by Jesus Christ. Are we together? So, what did Christ die for? He died for forgiveness of sins, so that whosoever believes shall be found in Christ. By being found in Christ, you are empowered. You are made powerful. You can expect the miraculous. You can walk signs and wonders. Yeah, but it is not that my prosperity, my health, he is sorted in Christ. Yeah, see, if you fall sick or feel ill, don't say, I cannot be sick. I cannot be sick, you are going to the hospital. A man of God in Christ can be sick. You see, I say man, let me add woman. A woman of God in Christ can be sick. If you don't take care of your health, if you don't rest, you will be a man in Christ. Why do you think men die at 20? Why do you think men in Christ who wrought miracles along the road die at 40, at 50? Are we together? So the reconciliation, Peter explains it to you in the next verse. He says, we are sheep who have gone astray. We have now returned back to the bishop and the shepherd of our souls. That is by his stripes we are healed. So his work brought healing. Same thing Isaiah 53 was teaching. For transgressions and sin, everything Christ did that you received of, it can never be continued. It can never be lost. Are we together? Are we together? Now, you know, says, all things are of God which has been consigned back to the cross. And at what? All of us, most of us stop in that part, first part. He had given unto us the ministry. Are we together? The ministry. So we have a ministry. Look at verse 19. It says, to wit, that God was in Christ, hallelujah, reconciling the world unto himself. Not what? Not what? And give me their mansion. Is that there? And give me them houses. This is the greatest testimony of a believer. If a man rejoices over material things more than he rejoices over the eternal work of God in Christ, he is one who has either not understood the gospel or one who is living in denial. Are we together? Cars can come and go. Cars come and go. How many of you have driven cars and you don't have car today again? Don't raise your hand. Sorry, don't know you. Car is not eternal. See, when you're driving on the road and just see one accident, just see that type and shadow. It can happen to anybody. The car can go in. Sometimes you don't even drive accident with your car. You can just kick. Just tell you the engine knock. Are we together? The reconciliation is only for those in Christ. So if a man outside Christ can have it, it's not part of why Christ resurrected for. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Are you happy or you're happy? Hallelujah. We can bank on it. If he says it, he has done it. He said he will. He said, I will put in them a new spirit. Has he not done it? He has done it. I know so many people who reach out to me because they say, why is it that things are waiting on? But I thought God said it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he says, to wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their what? Unto them. And he has committed unto us what? So for those of us who have been reconciled, he has committed unto us a word. What's the word? The message. Are we together? Are we together? He says, verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for who? As what? Though God did besiege you, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye what? Reconciled to God. Now look at verse 21. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. In where? That is what he means when he says he was rich but became poor that we might be rich. Simple. You know, people say, Jesus was rich. Oh, because he was rich, he became poor. I can never... Where was he rich? Show me one scripture in the Bible that says Jesus had wealth. Show me one. Is it that when he wanted to die, he now gave out? Hey, give away, oh! Give away, oh! Come and take that house, take it! What does it mean that he was poor? He was made poor. This is it. He who knew no sin. What is his riches? The riches of his mercy. The riches of his forgiveness. The riches of his grace. His eternity is riches. Not car, not money. So he was rich. He became poor that you might be rich. We have the riches of his grace. We have the riches of his mercy. Hallelujah. We have the riches of liberality. Are we together? Are we together? Say he was rich. He was made poor. I am rich. You know, we sang a song one day in church. I am God's rich man. I esteem the reproach of Christ. Moses did that. Hebrews. Hebrews. Look at Hebrews. Look at Hebrews. Hebrews 11, 36. Hebrews 11, 26. I'm trying to open it in my Bible. Hebrews 11, 26. Go back to 24. That's it. Yeah? Hebrews 11, 24. By faith, when Moses was come to years, he refused not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin. For he said, what did he refer to as pleasure of sin? Please, let's go for that. Choosing, esteeming what? The reproach of Christ as greater what? Rich. Moses esteemed the sufferings of Christ as greater riches. Moses, who was not in the time of Jesus. Now you can look back in history and see Jesus was a man that died. Moses, by faith, he looked at the suffering. I said, Kai, the suffering of Jesus is him being made poor so that we can be rich. He esteemed the reproach of Christ. He considered it as greater riches than the physical riches he could see with his eyes. So riches to God is not material. Are we together? Are we together? Riches to God is his mercy. Nobody is as rich as God in mercy. Nobody is as rich as God in forgiveness of sins. Yeah, God, the creator of the universe and a new creation. Yeah, that is why when, as a church, we esteem the new creation of God greater than the creation of the earth. Are we together? Yeah, I see something. The creation of the earth is like a dress rehearsal for the new creation. So when you sing that song, I see the, oh Lord my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider the works thy hand has made. I see the stars. The stars are great. God made them. But what do we see that is greater? What Moses saw. People found in him. I see your church. I see the new creation. That's greater. Moses esteemed it. Moses, by faith, we have the reality. We are to esteem that which what or needs to be esteemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he esteemed the reproach. Let's go back to where we were. So I'll round up. I'll round up somewhere around here. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2, 6. Then we end in John 3. Then John 14. Then Exodus 22. Paul said finally in Ephesians chapter 4. He wrote chapter 5, chapter 6. What is more final than the final? So you can say final in chapter 4 and end in chapter 8. Yeah? Let me just show you something. And had he, look at verse 5. Look at verse 4. But God, who is what? Rich in what? For his great love, wherewith he loved us. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, he had what? Quickened us together with Christ. Look at verse 6. And hath what? Raised us up together and made us sit together in heavens. You see the word there, places in bracket? So it means that I wasn't there in the original translation. Yeah? So we are seated in heaven. Where is heaven found? So God's heaven is found in Christ. Are we together? God's heaven is found in a person. Okay, where is heaven? You will see here. The world is spherical. They taught us in geography. So it means that people that are standing upside down are pointing to your heaven as their head. Say it and not fall for God. They are responding to you. Say it and not fall for God. But they are matching you too. Heaven is, the heaven of God is found in a person. That is where we are. We are seated in heaven. Are we together? Are we together? We are seated in heaven. Yeah. So the goal of the believer is not to make heaven. Hey, heaven at last. No, it's heaven at first. Once you are born again, you are a member of heaven. There's nothing to be scared about. You are in Christ. John 10, 28. Give us that quickly. John 10, 28. Look at John 10, verse 28. John 10, 28. It says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never what? They shall never what? They shall never what? They shall never what? I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man. So man is in brackets. So it means that man is not there. So neither shall any pluck them out of my hands. Why? The next verse tells you. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. For you to remove a believer from God's hand, you have to be greater than God. Are we together? That's the riches that Moses esteemed as greater riches. The riches of his mercy, the riches of his grace. Are we together? Look at John 3 quickly. John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, that's Nicodemus. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. You know. What does it mean to be born again? Look at verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb? So Nicodemus knew that when he talks about being born, you need an external factor. You cannot born yourself. How many of you just appear and say, I born myself? What year were you born? I born myself in 1994. Nicodemus knew that. So what did Jesus respond to him in verse 5? See what he says. He says, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit." The word there, "of," is in brackets. So it means that it wasn't there in the original translation. So the word "the" is a definite article before the Spirit. Water is figurative for the Spirit. He's not saying a man was born inside water. You know, I said it earlier on. He's not saying that you must do water baptism. But the best of water baptism does is that you bath outside. He doesn't work on your heart. No, he doesn't work on your heart. What works on your heart is being born of the Spirit. So he says, born of water. The word there "and" is the Greek word "kai." It means "which is." You know, 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the what? Sweet. The sweet fellowship. The word there "and." Give me 2 Corinthians quickly. "And" there is the Greek word "kai." He's not saying the grace of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the sweet fellowship of the Spirit. Meet together, conclusion. Amen. No. He says the great 13:14. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the love of God. That is the supply, the koinonia of the Spirit with you all. If you look at it very well, the word "be" is in brackets. So it wasn't there. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, I mean the love of God. I mean the supply of the Spirit. So when Jesus says in John 3, go back to John 3 quickly. He says, a man must be born of water. What does water mean? I mean the Spirit. Hallelujah. He says, look at it. He says water before Spirit. What do? You are born again. Come and use water to show you are born again. No. For except a man be born of water, I mean the Spirit. What does it mean to be born again? The word here again is the word that speaks of above, of a different kind. You are born of your mother. Why is it called born again? Because you are born of something greater than your mother. If your mother cannot unborn you, yet you say God can unborn you, it means that your mother is stronger than God. Because what God gives birth to, you can undo. But your mother, small your mommy. Sorry, big your mommy. I'm sorry. Big your mommy. But there's a bigger Jesus. Are we together? Are we together? He says, except a man be born of water, I mean the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Let's end this final end in John 14. Look at John chapter 14, verse 1. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. He says, all things are passed away. All things are of God. Are we together? Yes, God supplied his riches to you. Are we together? The riches of his mercy, the riches of his grace. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 2. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Let me ask you a question. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Right? We're establishing today's teaching that God's heaven is found where? In Christ Jesus. God's heaven is found where? In Christ Jesus. Who is Christ? The image of God that Moses spoke about in Genesis 1. Are we together? So when he says, in my Father's house, let's use it in our layman English. In heaven, there are many mansions. The Greek word for the word there, house there, is a word that speaks of household, family. The word there, mansion, mune, it speaks about places or people, dwelling places of God. So what is he saying? In my Father's household, there are many mansions. I'm God's mansion. You are God's mansion. We are collectively God's family. Are we together? You know, what affects us as Christians is, you know, the environment we find ourselves in. I've not noticed in Nigeria will go to heaven. If we hear a story of one who went to heaven and came back, there's no light. And God said unto me, he said, you have not won so many souls. Angel Abdul, remove the sink. You see, you have Muslim angels when it comes to removing sink. Because cannot be angel Gabriel that will remove sink. That should be Abdul Razak. The angels that chose not to be born again. That sister, so I'll get it. See. You are not even going out to witness the gospel that I've done for you. Razak, remove the roof. See, the reason why you are seeing roof off is because you live in... Are we not in a computer building now? Is this thing that determines how you... Say, that man disconnect water from his house. I said, disconnect it. Don't fight me. I said, disconnect it. Why? You just know the story is from Nigeria. Well, we have water bird and Nepa bird. Are we together? Are we together? But it says in my father's house. Yeah, I am a dwelling place of God. We are collectively God's household. That's what Paul taught in 1 Corinthians 3. He says we are the temple of God, the church of God. We are people. So we are individual temples and collective temples. Hallelujah! So in my father's house, many more. See what he says? If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. Look at verse 3. And if I go, is it going to be if I go? Was it a probability? No, it is when I go, or since I go. Since I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. What is this coming again? That means Jesus never said goodbye. Jesus is in us. We are in Christ. We are in Him. He's in us. We are in Him. He's in us. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am is now going to be there you are also. There you are now. There you are now. Hallelujah. Why are we teaching these things? Paul says in Philippians 1:6 that the communication of thy faith may be what? Be made effective, be effectual. How? By the acknowledging of all good things, not everything in the world. All good things were in Christ Jesus. Have you been blessed this evening? So what he found in Christ by the work of resurrection, for you not to be born again, it means that Jesus has to die and not what? Resurrect. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost for a few moments.